It's now.
Good morning, all. It is 9:30 a.m., and I am officially calling the executive meeting of the Orange County Older Adults Advisory Commission to order. Ask Commissioner Wang Wong, sorry. Take the Pledge of Allegiance.
Stand right hand over our heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, would you please call roll?
Howard Hart.
Here.
Here. Dignan's here. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Here. Rachel.
Present.
Yeah.
Present.
Present. As well. Everyone's here.
Wonderful. At this time, members of the public may address the commission regarding any item within subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of the meeting for all public speakers. Do we have any requests?
No public comment.
Chair, I can just that. I have a hard stop at 10:30 this morning. My city is small business with Senator Choi, and it was my recommendation, so I kind of got to be there. Okay.
I don't think we will have a problem. Okay, so the first discussion item is our ad hoc committee on the matrices, and frankly, I do not have any update to share with you all at this time. You're serving on the committee, we're serving with Dave?
Yes,
Yes.
but we haven't
You
met
haven't
yet.
talked about it. Okay. I will do a follow-up with Dave next week. All righty.
Oops.
Dave Wheeler is chair. Yes. All right. And on March 10th is the next Board of Supervisors meeting. We are not on the agenda. They're not willing to put us on the agenda at this point in time. So we need to make use of the public comments 3 minutes. I started a draft. It's in front of you all. So I have two thoughts on here. This is something that I can simply stand up, and any of you who would like to attend with me are certainly welcome. And or we could triple team them in some manner or another. And my thought was along the lines of Crystal, if you're the past chair, do you want to talk about what we accomplished? It's your 3 minutes. And then I would maybe pick this up and talk about where we are in plans for 2026, 27. And then I.
We don't have to do that. Can you like piecemeal it?
It's signed up for them in a row.
No, that was a violation.
No, you're going as just a public comment. You're not discussing actual like business amongst your peers. You're just speaking to, yeah. So technically, you
I think you get a half an hour.
yeah.
Or William, if you'd like to talk about housing, I don't know. So I'm throwing that out here to you all to have some ideas of how you would like to get our message out to directly to the Board of Supervisors at this time. So I am open for discussion on this comment.
And what time is the meeting? Starts at
9:30.
What day was it?
It's
It's a Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, public comments usually closer to 10, I would say.
Yeah,
sometimes
they've got a little bit
getting in there and yeah.
I will be there already because I'm presenting for the status of the
Right.
No, 9 o'clock Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I don't know. So I started a draft for myself thinking in terms of just me doing this presentation. Crystal has given me some input. Claudia has given me some very good input. And I am certainly most willing. I think what we've done so far, gets us to that 3-minute mark without any more. But the question becomes, is there more than just what sort of outlined here that you might want added? And I haven't timed this, so I'm not sure if it would go any longer. I'm after input from anybody.
Claudia's just turned over.
Two people sign up to speak. There's no guarantee it's going to be consecutive. Could be
well,
separated.
If you sign up in, you know,
in order,
and just like, I don't know what your city council does, but most of them just take
sure.
in order as to how they sign up.
The clerk, which I'm her name is Valerie, she's a wonderful human being. Say that, you know, she please put these three together.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, again,
Communication.
Some input as to how
you
felt about it.
So we're going to cover our goals. Is that the main focus?
Well, we need to acknowledge that we had a report that has been submitted to them, and we had what we did consider to be some pretty good milestones that we covered. I used perplexity and took your report and put it down into just a little bit less, thinking in terms of the 3 minutes. But if we were going to expand on that, we certainly could. And Crystal is the past chair, and I know you're going to be there. Would you want to do that? If not,
yeah, so I would think I would speak just as the past chair and kind of go over. And they got the report. It was receive and file. It wasn't, right? It was receive and file. Who knows if they read it? I hope they did,
right.
But just for me to hit on some high points and say, you know, it was is it received and filed for them this March? Do you know, or was
it's
it
not
February?
Received and filed on the agenda? You mean the annual report?
Yeah.
No, it's just like an email shared.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do we know when that was? Because then I can just say that it was shared with you.
No, I don't even think we've sent it yet. I think we're waiting.
Oh, okay.
For you to decide how you wanted to share that. So,
okay.
No, we have not emailed it. I'm pretty sure we haven't.
Then I would like to say that we email it as soon as possible. So then that way I can say, you know, y'all received the annual report because we are required to give that to them.
This report.
And so then if you could just let me know the date of when it actually goes out, and then I'll be able to say, you know, last week on blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the Office of Aging emailed you the annual report that was put together as required by our bylaws. And this is a snapshot of that, and, you know, how great our commission is, and county staff, and blah, blah, blah. And then just kind of go over what we achieved. Someone else will take it over.
Is this snapshot sufficient? Or, I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You can expand on this in any way that you can see fit.
I would say I have my own kind of idea of what I'd like. I just want to go over some of the things that we did, like the John Wayne Airport thing, because I was there last year asking them about funding for them.
Yes.
So I feel like I kind of hone in on that. And but it was really due to a lot of connection inner workings with some of the CEO staff that allowed that to happen. So I also want to give an accolade to them, because without them, I don't believe it would have happened. So... And, you know, so for me, they will remember that I was hounding them about.
You're giving them an update.
And that it was successful. It did happen. And then as far as the rest of this, I think this is something that you and whoever else wants to speak should focus in on. I really kind of want to focus on that we did achieve a goal. And, you know, it'll be short, but just this is what we did. And this is how it's going to help. And, yeah, there'll be other public speakers that are going to kind of go into the meat and potatoes of what's going on now. But
I like that. It's passing time, including our volunteer hours for the year. It's like over 4,000.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great.
If I may, you know, during board meetings depends on, you never know,
how many
comments and how, and just the nature, right, of just the environment there. I would recommend you have no more than three of you make a public comment. Right?
Yeah,
just so like you can give it really like what was done, 2024-25 goals, what was accomplished, what's going on currently, and maybe how you're interacting and supporting the county's MPA, your action teams and whatnot. So it's very like It's being organized. Yeah. Their attention. What we're doing. Yeah.
Third person. It's like if I'm kind of a, you know, prologue. You know, and then you do what's going on now. You have somebody that talks about all the different work that's going on, especially that we've got 8 members that are very actively involved in the MPA and those initiatives.
And the startup of the housing committee that could wrap that up. So, again, William, would you like to be the person to talk about our aging in place goal, which leads to the housing initiative pieces? And then we'll coordinate a little bit on your closing statements, just so that wraps it all together.
Agreed.
Okay. Thank you.
To comment just on this absolutely. I've been attending the Tustin City Council meetings, and I didn't get up there to do one of these 3 minutes, but I don't know what to say. I don't know if it's not an ad hoc committee, but we talked about putting something together for us to use to attend city council meetings. I would love to volunteer to be a part of that, but something like
kind of monthly message.
So, well, like just a standard what we can deliver, like maybe about the website or what, you know, on the one door, something like, yeah.
If I was there at your Tustin City Council and I was a council member in Tustin and there was no Tustin council person on this committee, right? So,
and there isn't.
Then I would want to know, as a council person, because I'm going to blast this out to my constituents, I would want to know what you do, what your goal is, right? So why are you here? You're here to share information about the Office on Aging and services, and that there's this commission that is made up of almost 40 people, individuals throughout Orange County, who are very much in connection and communication with elected officials or service providers or, you know, older adults in need or caregivers, and that, gosh, City Council, I'd really like to make you aware of this website, this resource guide, blah, 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 blah. And then you could even have it nicely put down in a thing and you could say, may I hand each one of you a copy? You're allowed to do that.
Or even do it like a PowerPoint. Show on the screen.
Your
3 minutes.
I would just put together something that just doesn't have anything else, so it's not breaking any kind of, you know, Brown Act or they have to prove anything, but it just lists like Office on Aging website, maybe like different
resources. There's so many services, I don't know if I'm trying to go with it.
Giving them the website.
Yeah.
The center. Yeah. Making them aware of Office on Aging.
Right.
I think that's useful for kind of an introduction. I think as we go forward, if we want to, if information and communication is not information, we might want to be a little more aggressive, like on a quarterly basis, have a message that we want to deliver, or a consistent message to where, hey, you know, this quarter, you know, go to your council and this is what we talk about, you know, the website.
Yeah,
this time it's housing, this time it's, you know.
Well, and encouraging them that these are recorded and that they can listen. So that's the key, is they don't have to attend. But they should sign up for the newsletter because that will, you know.
All right, like newsletter would be something.
Yeah. Hey. And go to the website to sign up or email so-and-so, put that out, they can sign up. And anyone can access these meetings if you're not able to attend. And this is where you go to access the meeting. You can hear valuable information. So just really kind of being that conduit to let people know where to go, how to get there.
All right.
And then the quarterly thing is good, too.
Mm-hmm. Would we want to present or provide this to our commissioners?
Like a script or
something?
I thought we tried a while ago, and there was an issue with Marion wanted to put together kind of a pre-done script or whatever.
And I think it's talking points. It doesn't have to be scripts.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't remember why.
Something was said, yes. I do.
Something was wrong with it and we couldn't do it. I don't remember.
I think the overall consensus was quite a few of the commissioners just didn't feel comfortable speaking, right? It was a lot about that discussion, like speaking in front of a council or a body of elected officials and what really would they say. So I think it was some of them were feeling just a little like, oh, I'm not sure if we want to do that. And then somewhere in there, that script just kind of sizzled down. I think there were some other comments around it, if I remember, but it wasn't a popular.
Well, we could do that in here. We could just develop a one page, like a white page, just say if anyone's interested, these are kind of talk.
Ken, for yours, is there a day that you're anticipating, or is this just something that?
No, it's that every twice a month I have city council meetings.
Right.
And I see people come up and they talk about things, and I think it'd be a great way to.
Do you want us all there? Sure, you want us all there?
No, I'm just nervous. But if I would feel more confident if I had.
But remember, yeah. Crystal made that offer to the group. She said, I will come with any of you that want.
Just let me know. It's on the same night.
So you need to ask.
Is it a Thursday section?
Everybody's first and third.
Oh, I only think it is. Yeah.
It's yours first.
I have to go ahead and check. I can't remember.
Because I'm at Evans.
Where are you? Okay, yeah. I will check in on that.
I'm going to go in and go visit your city council member. I'm going to go up there and start yelling at the city council. You're going to pay a greedy out of town developer.
For some people here earlier, and I were discussing this. So Nathan Steele has asked me to speak and put me on the agenda for March 9th at the Seal Beach City Council. So we were just discussing how to put something together that would do just that. Now, we're going to dig a little bit more and be sure that I hit all the talking points, that we hit all the talking points that Nathan is most interested in presenting to his city council. But out of that will come something that we can
use. That'd be great. You're going to get more than 3 minutes, though, right?
I'm going to get more than 3 minutes. Yes,
right.
That's a presentation.
Oh, I could maybe take some stuff out of there.
Exactly. And so we'll get
all right.
What is that? March?
You said
it is the city council meeting for Seal Beach City Council meeting on March 9th, and it's at 7:30 at night. And I don't know where it is because I committed to the date and then I had to send the city manager back or the Imelda who runs the city, right? Said, okay, it's on my calendar, but what time and where? I have no idea at this point. So I wanted to
okay.
I have put aside time in my week next week to work on this and pull something together.
Maybe I'll do March later in March then.
Later in March would be better.
Irvine. Okay.
Would be better. And Christina Shea at Irvine has asked for the same kind of thing.
Right.
And so I think that we can make some of that happen. So a white paper kind of recap of what we've put in that orientation packet can all come together to make something worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the important thing to ask is, what is the presentation or request to speak on, right? What is the goal? What are we trying to spread awareness on? Are we talking about what OWAC does as a commission, or are we talking about aging program services and things like that? Because if that is the case, then we'll need to have a little bit more further discussions to plan that out, just to make sure that we don't overextend also ourselves, because obviously we want to arm you with the script, the tools, what you need so that you're confident in what you're speaking on. But also we have a duty and a role as Office on Aging, obviously, to provide information and resource. So then we have to talk about, is there a role for us, you know, or like myself or staff to also present and support, which will require a different conversations because a lot of these meetings are after hours. So we'll have to plan. But at least we can start.
I know Nathan already opened it up.
We can start. Let's get some more information and details on that and see what we can do there. And then I think from there, give us some ideas of how to then, you know, maybe what we want to bring to the commission. And then maybe Ken, you'll be like the next Very interesting.
Can I suggest bringing at least 10 of the brochures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So give one to each council member, definitely one to the city manager, and then the city clerk, whoever is there, because you can ask her to scan it and put it in their newsletter.
But how do you do that when you get do when you walk up to the podium? You
the city clerk.
Go to the clerk and she'll hand it out.
I'm very much interested in that, and so can let me.
Okay. I think if we provided this, maybe more people would say,
try
it.
Which I think circles me back to I'm going to flip how we might present to the Board of Supervisors. You first, let's move to housing, and I will finish up with information. Assistance and the ask to provide us with funding for Crystal. I have your words. I just bring them with me. A coordinated program to reach the community to broaden our outreach for newsletter. And I've got it. And to thank them for the support from that we're getting. So
that's good.
That we'll do that in a slightly different way. Okay. So the answer here is. That was sort of in my, will be part of my chair report, but I'll work on this. I got a good sense of, I think, what we can do. We have resources. I'm going to throw it into perplexity and see what I can come up with in the way of, Claudia, I would ask that I get a stack of our brochures so that I don't have to come back here before March 10th. And I asked the Council on Aging to ship me 20 copies as well. So I will take those with me as well. Okay. Thank you. On to item number 6, our action item of the day. We have new or
attorney.
We have 3-4. 2, 3, 4 returning members who would like to be reappointed to serve through December 31st of 2027. And I would like to introduce a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Second. Great. Any discussion? Anybody want to throw anybody up?
Who are they? Okay, sticker ballot.
All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries.
I abstain.
We have enough to not abstain.
All right, on to my chair report. I have, as I promised you all, been reaching out to their members and getting on their calendar to talk about why they are serving on the commission and what they hope to gather from it. And almost with, well, I've talked to 7 people so far, and I have 4 more on my calendar for the next 10 days. So I'm making some headway slowly but surely. And none of you were on my calendar necessarily, but we could have that conversation. And almost without exception, they all feel that we are very much going in the right direction, that we are providing much better continuity of information and how to find information. And certainly this step of again, helping them reach out to their city councils will be a good piece of, you know, and the frustration in the community is, I know there's things out there, but I don't know where to go to get the information. So we need to continue to provide that. And I got more buy-in for serving on committees, or at least provide, being more active in the community in that regard. I have also asked all of them to think in terms when they give us their hours, that we think about the other kinds of hours you spend working on in the older adults community, because that 4,200 hours
That's a drop in the bucket compared to what's really happening from our volunteers, from our commissioners. So jump that number considerably in next year's presentation.
You just want your report to have more hours than
any.
Now.
So
I'm going to
this is 4 hours of this.
Well, why not?
The under report.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Completely.
Yeah. She found about it.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't think.
That reminds me, even the hour you spend at the action team meetings, like all of those.
Oh, that shows
so true. You put them in there? Yeah.
We talked to some outside kinds of things, and yeah, all of those count. That's just one of my goals here for myself personally is to be sure that we're giving value and people are willing to come back. And obviously, a few of them are willing to come back and to continue to serve.
Maybe we need to remind them what Ken calls for the volunteer hours, that maybe make a list of everything you can think of and remind them, here are some other things that you might forget.
Well, and we're sending volunteer form out with the agenda.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
So that somebody can think about it ahead of time.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's always available.
Yes.
That's right.
Anybody have any announcements?
So, not an announcement, but I was at an event on Monday, and just goes back to the people don't know we exist, right? Not even we, you guys. And so there's about 12 people's emails that I got that as soon as the March 6th or 9th, whatever, those resource guides go live with the link, they are waiting to get that. So it's just so amazing that I overheard a conversation of somebody at this event. I was like, do you know about that? What? So someday I'm going to say that. And they're going to be like, yes, I do. And I'm going to be like, success.
That's your goal.
Well, yeah. There's just so many people that don't know. And so I think once that comes out, maybe to send to the whole commission and have everybody push that out, right? And if it's, you know what I mean, not a meeting or whatever, and just say, hey, just for two resource guides, please. It doesn't even have to go to a senior center. Just send it to your friends, send it to your family.
Good questions. And which reminds me that we had talked about who else we would like to invite here. You were going to give me some suggestions.
I was. Yeah. You're right.
Does anyone else have suggestions of presentation here, information where that connection can be better?
Maybe OCTA.
We've had them present as what they offer,
right?
But we haven't had them present on what are they doing to make sure that they're able to connect with the seniors effectively, and like they're, you know what I mean? Like, we haven't ever had that.
And yesterday I went to elder law and disability. I know the elder and disability law center's 10-year celebration, and they are going to launch a collaborative with the conservatorship departments and the juvenile court and two others in a whole group, massive kind of thing. Now, Brooke knows that we're here because Brooke Wiseman has been our presenter on a number of occasions and has listed where she should be, but maybe we should ask Brooke to come and talk about what that group of attorneys, it's quite a powerhouse of attorneys and assistant DAs and that kind of folk. I'm going to throw that out here to you. I don't know when I could get her here, but I'm sure I could.
They presented at the general meeting last year.
Again, she was very focused on what do they do with elder law to help folks. And one of the things when she suggested to us or to me when we were talking a bit about home share was she's very concerned that people who own their homes and are doing a home share don't have an estate plan. Mm-hmm. and how that might fold into that person's overall planning to stay in the community. And I don't know where that goes at all, but that was one of her concerns, and has actually been one of their concerns in the minority community with people who own their homes but don't have an estate plan and could indeed lose it if other things happen to affect the owners of the property.
Like Medi-Cal, long-term care?
No, no, we're in this instance, we're really talking about
actual estate.
Yes.
Planning. If someone passed, what happens to their property?
That's correct. Particularly if they might be subject to immigration kinds of issues.
About some like substance abuse advisory, because that's
good.
A real problem.
That's a good one.
Seniors, particularly with prescription drugs.
And Rachel, back to OCT. I sit on the Accessible Transit Advisory Committee. Would you rather have that portion than just OCTA make a presentation? Because that focuses on disabilities, seniors,
yes,
all those kinds of things. So maybe that portion would be
great.
More appropriate than just OCTA in general, since we've already had them, right?
Which I believe Jack Garate, he presented, right, on OCTA, like senior mobile transportations and ABA like programs.
Right.
However, you're thinking having someone that can speak to maybe here in this setting, about what their strategies are for reaching our older adults with disabilities.
That's a lot of really good programs.
Yeah. Maybe to get a contact through Jack.
Yeah.
And to see who would be most appropriate to
be invited. It's just
here.
Access. Each city has the taxi program and all those things. I talk to people all the time that don't know anything about this program.
Right.
It's like a true talk.
Well, South Orange County, we have great system, free trolleys.
Yes.
That's huge.
We have the taxis.
Yeah, most of the cities have the taxi program in South County, I'd say. And it seems to work really well. I mean, there's limitations to it, but it's better than going on the bus.
Yeah, it's safer.
When both of those organizations, so BROC, the legal, and OCTA, when they give the presentations, they offer to come out to the senior centers and do training. And
yes, they do.
Took them both up on their offers. And BROC conducted a trust, how to put a trust together.
Yeah.
And it was a two-day seminar. Like, it was a week apart. So people attended the first day, and then they went home and got all their stuff, and they came back and actually did a trust.
Yes.
So, and then OCTA did an all day, I think it was half a day, training of how the transit system works. And then everybody got like a free bus pass.
Yes.
And they offered to actually take them, show them how to use it.
That
was really well received.
Well, but that's some of our concern, just as when we had Edison here and the vector control folks, is that they're touching seniors. And what are they doing when they have somebody who boards a bus or comes on, uses the transportation? And it's pretty obvious that there are some other kinds of issues going on with this person. What do they do, if anything?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, yeah. And how could that referral be made to the call center? Or, and I don't even know the answer. Maybe they're doing a very good job of such things, but we don't know.
Oh, I know they have increased security and a team of liaisons to address that.
OCTA.
I don't know if OCTA does, but I know in LA on the trains and everything, they hired a whole crew, and it's improved perception of safety.
Yes.
And it's helped people. So I don't know if OC is doing that, though. Do you know?
Well, I know that they changed their system, and they're trying to get away from the call center and get people acclimated to going to make their reservations online.
Which,
you know, it's a challenge because some of us, aren't that good online. But that's what they're working towards, because I guess it's much more efficient than the calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have all their rules and regulations, because if you stand them up, then they have a committee and they decide whether they should allow drive and all that stuff. But they have to have rules. I mean,
right.
You're going to abuse the system.
Very much so.
But they made a lot of changes. And like you said, they have a lot of training programs, and most people don't know about those either.
Well,
But I like when you brought the different species.
Yeah,
those because I took those and took them to Forest, and they came and presented, and everyone in Lake Forest was really impressed with what they had to say.
And that's part of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yes, yeah, I think it'd be good.
And I don't know that we shouldn't have somebody from the conservatism. That's not the right word.
Conservatory. That would be Public Guardian across the way.
Yeah, and again,
that's a really good point.
Yeah, should have something about someone. Inspired.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, are they doing well upstairs? They're not being oh,
okay.
Well, they need to help her.
Well, I think having
to take a room.
Having those people here, I think, also increase awareness for the senior. I think
so.
A whole convention to them. Yeah, so that was really good dialogue.
I thought it was very
good. Sandy, do you feel comfortable reaching out to OCTA? Would you like me to reach out to them?
Why don't you? Because I'm not sure. There's so many people that I'm not sure who would be. A lot of them have retired, like Gracie's retired.
Yeah.
So it's not all new people, but mostly new people now.
Yeah. Jack seems pretty consistent over there since he manages or oversees the senior mobility programs and disability programs. So I'll reach out to him and ask
what's wrong.
And then which meeting, which month?
Well,
you're looking to invite.
If we can do an OCTA and a substance abuse and the Public Guardian sometime
next 3 months.
In the next 3 months, however it might fit in, that would certainly be worthwhile. Not in our general meeting, but here with us. And that evaluates whether or not those are things we should change in the future.
You mentioned OCTA, we have Public Guardian, right?
Public Guardian.
And
substance.
Essen County has something along that line for substance.
We do. Actually, the Department of Behavioral Health, they have their older adult specific service and program manager. So the deputy director there that oversees the older adult programs for mental health and substance abuse, I can get in contact with them. I don't know, would that be your role, you and Jackie? Like, do you want for me to get you in contact so then you can create presentations?
Okay. Well, no, we're talking about a presentation
here. Right. For executive.
For executive. Okay.
What about, sorry,
please.
Not OCTA, Proloctiva. I think that was one of the, also on the list. Not sure exactly how or at some point you wanted them to potentially even join the commission.
Yes.
So I did receive an email yesterday from their PIO. She's identified two CalOptima, I guess, like leaders that may potentially be able to attend. So I would say you invite them here first.
Yes.
At your executive, talk to them, kind of what you're seeing, what you want to discuss. And then from there, you can decide if this is a fruitful partnership where you want them as a commissioner. And if they're able to commit, right, to their monthly meetings. So we can start there. So as soon as she sends me, I'll keep working on that.
Okay.
And there's
the CEO is retiring this year.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and I hear rumors that CalOptima is going to create their own Medicare Advantage program internally so that people who turn 65 don't have to worry about getting new kind of coverage and figuring out. Rumors.
Makes sense.
All right. So that takes us out here quite a few months, and we're dark in June.
July.
So we're going to be well thrived.
Just to be June. That's so confusing.
Dark in July.
It's a J month.
Okay.
July and December.
Any other issues? Any other thoughts? So let me just talk just briefly. Next month's, March 13th, general meeting. We are looking at having the Brown Act presentation would be our only.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm
so excited.
We need them around so much.
It's better not put that in the, I'm kidding.
There's a lot of PowerPoint slides with very little small words.
Maybe we should have a brief something.
And I'm not going to take a question, so I would like them to address it for us. If 7 or 8 of us start talking on email, I mean on text, is that a violation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I want that to be said very clearly because I have been challenged about it a couple of times.
So that's a good question to ask because that is the whole purpose of the Brown Act training,
exactly.
Right? Like in person,
yeah.
You have a discussion and ability to ask those questions.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Or email it.
Just English, right?
Just English. Just English. Thank you. Okay. So discussion items for the general meeting. We're going to have an update from the Matrix committee, and I'm not sure I have anything else on the discussion. An action item is that I would like to move forward with appointing the ad hoc committee on housing. That is part of our goals. You will do an update on programs and information that's going on for the Office on Aging. I'm not sure what kind of chair report I will have. If we have some kind of white paper that we could ultimately share for city council meetings, we could discuss that.
At the next
meeting? At the March meeting. I mean, yeah, at the March meeting.
So I'm pretty sure we'll have, well your meeting is March 9th. So,
March 9th, so but is that viable as a discussion? I'd like to get some feedback from folks, right? That they'd be willing.
Yeah, that you want to revisit because it was a discussion in previous meetings. Yeah.
Can we also put on there to have a walkthrough of the resource guide?
Of the resource guide. Oh, our office on
the Office on
the one that we're doing with MPMA.
Oh, the actual resource guide with the MPMA.
It's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't want to put it on the agenda if it's not live yet, right? Just
well, in case
there's hiccups.
Okay, because we could just say, like, oops, there was a hiccup. But
the MPA resource update and discussion?
I would just say update that.
I would just say update.
Okay.
Yeah, not really.
And then
update.
If they're live, then you can show it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really important.
Okay, so is that going to go under discussion items?
We would be under discussion.
Okay. I don't know that I'll have a chair report. I think, again, I will go back and reinforce and thank people who gave me time to talk with them and continue on with that.
It's a really good thing that you did that. I think it's they liked that. That they're being heard.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that was very wise on your part.
I'll have a chair report because we'll have been to the Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors.
And
the March 9th meeting.
March
9th. So you could report on that too. The Board of Supervisors would be a big one.
Mm-hmm. Which for the MPA task force, we're supposed to provide, or help them provide a list of housing availability.
Right.
Is this something we can ask during the general meeting? Or you're just asking individuals?
I don't know what we can't ask. I'm not sure how much feedback we'll get. Right. I can certainly ask.
Or at least programs that people know of.
Right.
This was that list, right? Right.
For housing. So, okay. And we will have a senior center city liaison update for anybody who's got something to share. We'll have announcements from commission members, and that will make our March 13th meeting.
I will not be at the March 13th meeting, by the way.
Because we have swallows today.
Actually, that's next weekend. I'm having my knee surgery then.
That's a lame excuse.
Yes, he lives
in. We prefer the term special needs.
Okay.
Sure that you
are. Are there any other items to discuss?
I just have a question. What's the latest on orientation package?
Under development, I actually were having just back and forth. I shared the Google link with our actual PIO comms team so that they can start designing the layout of the web page in similar fashion as you had recommended. So they're starting to work on that. So hopefully by general meeting, I'll be able to share kind of where we are with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then beside the Brown Act, we're going to have an update from the Matrix Committee. We're going to have some thoughts on the City Council presentation, just get input from folks. We're going to discuss or have an update on the MPA resource guide, an update on the orientation packet, and the question of the day becoming, if you're aware of housing, this actually is going to go under my notes for chair.
Yeah, the orientation packet update can be after.
And is under you.
And yes, the choice between arthroscopic knee surgery and a Brown Act discussion.
Well,
if I take a knee surgery. At least they knocked you out for that.
All right. Being there is no further discussion, do I need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
The meeting is adjourned. 10:16.
All right.
There you go.